Crab fishermen are legally allowed to keep any Barredeye Tanner crab over 4.8 inches, but their quota is based on something else, the size of crab that they prefer to sell. Last week, the State Board of Fisheries unanimously agreed to change the preferred size limit for Barredeye in the fishery's eastern district near Bristol Bay. It's now 5 inches instead of 5.5. Ruth Christensen works for Alaska Bering Sea Crabbers, the co-op that devised the change. She says the industry started making this switch a couple of years back when Barredeye reopened after years of off-and-on closures. The transition, she says, started with the harvesters.
If we retain this crab, will you accept it and can you sell it? And processors said yes. And to my knowledge, over the last two seasons, there hasn't been a processing company that hasn't accepted a 5-inch crab.
Now it'll be part of how fishery managers set the quota for Barredeye. Doug Pengilly is a crab research coordinator for the Department of Fish and Game.
It's how the total allowable catch is set. What the harvest strategy assumes is the size of retention.
He says the new assumption could increase the quota by as much as 23%. That could mean a lot of Barredeye on the table going forward, and this year's high quotas have already put fishermen to the test. Frank Kelty is the natural resources analyst for the city of Unalaska. With Barredeye on the rise, he thinks busier seasons could be the new normal.
We're facing a crunch because the closure date for the Barredeye fisheries is March 31st. So if you have snow crab quotas that are large, you have part of the crab fleet that's got to do pot cod, and then you have a Barredeye season, it's really crunch time to get it. So I think you can see more effort in October and November and fishing into December on Barredeye, trying to get the majority of that product before the first of the year when snow crab and other fisheries are taking place.
This year, high quotas meant the over 60-foot pot boat fleet, which normally spends January on Pacific cod, stayed focused on crab. That's pushed cod season almost 2 months past its normal end date, and it's put some of Unalaska's processors in a crunch of their own as they try to juggle species that don't often overlap. Those processors are also worried that the size change for Barredeye could create overlap at the grocery store. Don Goodfellow, the plant manager for Alyeska Seafood, says a 5-inch Barredeye is too close in size to a big snow crab. He thinks it'll make it harder for consumers to tell the difference between the species and easier for vendors to cut prices on Barredeye. Goodfellow and others voted to oppose the size change at Unalaska's Fish and Game Advisory Committee, but the measure wasn't controversial when it passed at the Board of Fish. Frank Kelty thinks it's good news. He says Barredeye is facing some market uncertainty right now after years of instability, but he thinks higher quotas will help fix that.
If we have some years, steady years, where we have some decent quantities of product, I think that market niche for Barredeye will come back again.
The crab fleet got through all 8.4 million pounds of Eastern District Barredeye quota this year, but they might not finish their 6.6 million pounds of quota in the West. At the rate they're going, Kelty anticipates the fleet will leave a million pounds of Barredeye in the water this year. He thinks the industry might lobby to extend the season in the future. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.